Hey, what's up, everyone? How are you doing? Donald's here from News Now, Ken, Independent Media here. I'm just on my stream yards right now. I'm just at home, chilling, relaxing, doing nothing. Just not happy what happened on December 4th when I was charged for basically uttering threats to a state representative. To the state representative of the LGBTQSOYCIA with weapons charges, and I knew this was going to be a setup, but I have a video of the alleged state representative on video threatened to murder me, threatened to kill me, threatened to do this to me, and it's a joke how the state representative gets to walk freely, and And I'm picked up on, like, uttering threat charges here. Like, it's a joke. It's a joke how the state representative gets to basically, of the LGBTQSOYCIA gets to walk free when I'm actually threatened, when I have criminal charges on me for uttering threats. But I got a video of the state representative threatening to murder me. Threatening to fucking murder me. Do you see the RCMP laying charges? No, they were protecting a fucking full-fledged pedophiler. Like a full-fledged pedophiler. I knew this was a setup. I knew that was going to happen. I knew I should have listened to my gut feeling about it. But no, I had to go cover something. But you got a full-fledged fucking pedophiler can go out there and say shit to people. And go out there and threaten to murder people. But the RCMP protects this little fucking dickhead. I'm sorry, man. I'm facing criminal charges because you got the state fucking representative for the LGBTQSOYCIA. Basically, if you don't wax my balls and all that stuff, I'm gonna take you to human rights court. Like, come on, people. Wake up, man. Like, seriously, wake up. Like, I had enough of this fucking bullshit. And I know that probably the fucking pedophile is watching right now, but it's probably calling the narc line right now and saying, oh yeah, Donald's breaching his conditions. I haven't even mentioned your fucking name, you fat fuck. You should be fucking sitting in a fucking jail cell right now for fucking threatening to murder me. Well, the reason why I got all hyped up that day on December 3rd, because you actually said shit about my fucking grandmother. You said some nasty shit about me. Yeah, I'm going to admit to my mistakes. Do you ever own up to your mistakes? Fuck no. This is why people out there are exposing you, because you're a fucking fat fuck. This is why people hate you and all that stuff. You should not be around kids. Your face should be blasted all over the internet. You should be labeled as a registered sex offender. That's what I think you should be. Labeled as a registered sex offender. That's my philosophy. If I was a good person, I actually would have you hit you up. If it was me, man, you'd be sitting in a jail cell. You'd be on a sex offender list for the rest of your life. Whoever posted the one dislike comment, one dislike, I don't really give a flying fuck. Because I'll check Twitter anyhow, see if anything happens, because I take screenshots of a lot of things now to protect myself. I'm facing charges now because I uttered threats to a fucking full-fledged fucking pedophile, and fucking RCMP are protecting this fucking goof. I'm sick of it. Very fucking sick of it. Like, I have the video I have the video of the pedophile that, like, literally threatened to murder me. Like, threatened to murder me. Do you want me to leak that video? Like, the pedophile, like, literally threatened to murder me. Like, and I'm sitting here on charges right now. And to the fucking idiots who are posting, who are hitting the dislikes on me, I really don't give a flying fuck what you guys are. I'm just not too worried about it. But why is a full-fledged fucking pedophile get to fucking walk freely and I fucking end up criminal charges? Like, I'm so got charges because of a fucking state representative pedophiler. And the RCMP are protecting a full-fledged pedophiler. Yeah, well, let's keep hitting those like buttons, please, man. Three dislikes? Yeah, I don't really care. Let's keep hitting those like buttons. I'm just at home right now cleaning up. It's a little raining out right now. Yeah. One like, that's good. I like to see that. Let's keep these other, whoever's watching right now, go on Twitter right now and post this link online, please. And let people know I'm live because, you know what, I'm going on a rant and rave right now tonight because of these charges. Let's get more viewers on the stream, please. Let's get people, go on Twitter, post this link online, and say Donald's online. Because I had enough. I'm sick and tired of the fucking state protecting the Surrey RCMP protecting a full-fledged fucking pedophiler. That's what they're doing. They're protecting a fucking pedophiler. I have video of the pedophiler threatening to fucking murder me. And the pedophiler has called the cops so many times, for false reports, for anything, to get people in trouble. And guess what? I felt for it. And I'm a sucker for it, but too. But you know what? Am I proud to be getting arrested? Got arrested trying to cover pedophiler's event? Yeah, I'm proud of myself to get arrested. Because now it shows in those bail conditions, the RCMP are protecting a fucking pedophiler. Tell you, when those fucking charges get dropped, I'm fucking hitting a $100,000 lawsuit on that fucking pedophiler. I am. I'm fucking I'm hitting up a $100,000 lawsuit on that fucking full-fledged pedophiler. And trust me, I am. And I actually might slap the RCMP with a lawsuit, too, for protecting a pedophiler. Sick and tired of this fucking shit, man. Government fucking protects a fucking pedophile and I can end up getting criminal charges on my ass. So sometimes, man. Government protects a fucking full-fledged pedophile and I'm under bail conditions right now. It's like bullshit. Like bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And I'm sorry to just like start going off the term and swearing, man. I'm just fed up. That's going to be my next thing. That's going to be my next video. The RCMP protecting a full-fledged pedophiler. Yeah, Constable Lapointe. Protecting a full-fledged pedophiler. Let me go leak those fucking, those emails of him threatening to fucking murder me. Threatening to assault me. This is a fake email saying shit about my grandmother. Let me go leak those informations how this pedophile is talking to a fucking 15-year-old fucking kid. Let me go leak that information, how this pedophile is doing a lot of child grooming. Let me go leak a lot of information about that. Let me go spread a lot of that. I end up getting fucking charged. If this was the States, man, I would have had justified cause to basically take matters in my own hands. But here in Canada, you can't. If you take matters in your own hands, because you will. Can you turn your phone next time sideways so we can see the full frame? You know what? The video and all that stuff kind of fucked up because my buddy sent me something kind of fucked up the video and all that. Yeah, I will try to have that next time when my buddy puts it online, fixes it up. I will have that phone fixed up. You know what? I am so sorry. What happened of that video? My buddy's just burned a CD and all that stuff for me, but he'll have it properly for proper version of all that. But I'm sorry to basically lose it, man. But it is true, man. The RCMP just protected a fucking full-fledged fucking state pedophiler. Yeah, what is this? Now, what is this? Fucking, it's now the RCMP protecting the version of Langley, Jeffrey Epstein? Or Bill Clinton? Or, because that's what's happening right now, because it feels like to me the RCMP are protecting fucking Langley's, new pedophile they're called Langley Jeffrey Epstein style. That's what it feels like, man. Fucking pedophiles get fucking everything handed to them for free. And I end up getting charged. So I'm in a fucking cell and I get charged with uttering threats. And a fucking full-fledged Jeffrey Epstein pedophile of Langley gets to walk fucking free. I'm sorry, guys, to, like, lose it, man. I'm just fed up. Like, fucking fat fucking glut here gets to fucking go out there and fucking murder, threaten to murder people. And said, oh, yeah, the RCMP are protecting in my house and all that stuff, and the judge didn't buy it. I laughed when I saw that, when I heard that. I laughed. You know what you need for protection is a fucking full-fledged jail cell. That's what you need. And stay away from fucking kids. Maybe someone needs to organize a protest to Jeffrey Epstein's estate in Langley. Look at all these dislikes on here. Holy shit. I don't know what to say anymore. Sorry, I'm just cleaning up right now. It's Friday night. I haven't been employed probably in 2 months. Christmas is around the corner. I'm dealing with fucking charges right now here in fucking Vancouver because of a fucking cop. I get fucking VPD showing up at my door because of a fucking full-fledged pedophile makes a call and says I was suicidal. My fucking Langley fucking Siri RCMP protect the fucking full-fledged pedophile. Because you know what? I'm going to leak everything to the I'm going to send everything to the cop and I'm going to demand an apology. And I am. I'm going to demand an apology. I have the cop demand it. I'm going to demand an apology from the fucking cop who fucking falsely charged me. I'm going to send that video of that fucking, Langley's so-called Jeffrey Epstein threat and fucking murder me. Yeah, that's the new term I'm going to use. Langley's new fucking Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, yeah, let's go bring kids. Oh, yeah, let's go do this. Let's go post everything online. Oh, yeah, let's go do that. Let's go groom kids. Oh, no, but we can have him charged with weapon charges, but we can't have him for, can't hit him up for child molestation. We can't hit him up for anything. It's just, it's retarded, man. Retarded. Like some days, some fucking days, man, this is why I hate this world these days, because our world's changing, because they're letting all these fucking groomers go out there and do shit. And I know the fucking groomers watching right now, the of the You know what? The new term I'm using is fucking the welcome to Langley's new Jeffrey Epstein. You know who I'm talking about. Because I'm going to leak that fucking video of that fucking asshole threatening to kill me. Oh, I get charged for uttering threats? Oh, look at that fucker who threatened to fucking murder me.
What?
And I am going to leak that fucking video. Hey, I got a question for you, the icon. Should I leak that video of that fucking asshole trying to kill me? That's my next thing. I am. I'm going to leak that fucking video tonight. After I send everything to the cop tonight, I'm going to leak the video. And I'm going to demand it and have the cop. I'm going to demand the cop to apologize to me and drop these charges. Because right now, if those charges are not dropped, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be fucking suing. Fucking sue your RCMP, protect a fucking full-fledged fucking pedophile, and I end up in cuffs. Sure, make sure it's 1080. It is a 1080, don't worry. I'll check it tonight. Sorry about all the noise, people. I'm just trying to clean up right now. I heard a business is handing anti-soldier paranormal investigating and all that stuff. Turns out, everyone wants to shove the sexual thing down. Sexual themes down the propaganda kids. So it's, yeah, that's what the stud are doing, people. It's what the stud is doing to people, people. That's what the stud is doing to people out there, shoving these fucking soji fucking things, man. Oh, yeah, no, we got to do this stuff. We got to basically do this stuff. If you don't do this, man, if you can't do this, we're going to charge you with some fucking bullshit hate crime. Are you allowed to leave Canada? No, I'm not. Actually, you know what? Some countries, you are. If you have a criminal record, you're allowed to leave. Some countries will allow you in, but some other countries won't. I know Australia won't allow me to leave. I know Australia will not let me in. Unless I tell them the truth and tell them what happened. But the states one definitely will not allow me in for sure. But it's easy to hop the border, usually here in the states. But they're still the patrol, but they have cameras. Fuck, you can walk right across there without being detected. I know a certain place, a certain area here in the White Rock border on Zero Avenue to fucking cross. No problem. But I don't recommend it without make sure there's a cab on the other side. If there's a cab on the other side, then you're fucking fine. But if you're not, you're fucked. You gotta always make sure there's a cab. Make sure you wear something to wear all black. I know there's gonna be heat sensors and all that stuff. Make sure you get into a cab. That's the biggest thing. Just so you fucking just book it. I'm actually thinking about maybe leaving Kent. Why were you located on that icon 2020? Ask my question. Where are you located? Say if I went to the States and crossed illegally and didn't get caught and all that, I got places to go. I got places to go. I got friends in some in jurisdictions I can go. I'm from where? What does that stand for? North America or from N/O? What is that, North America? I can't tell. But yeah, no, if I correct you, no, there's ways to, the border is unprotected. There's ways to get across without getting detected. Because Border Patrol don't even check them, don't even see. Border Patrol, yeah, I know that from North America. I know what part. In the States, Canada, U.S., I don't, Peru, Mexico. Oh, actually, Mexico's whatever. But no, there's ways to cross that border illegally, and I don't recommend it, but if you get caught, you're fucked. But I got friends in the States I can probably stay with. I do, I got friend people. I can go to Portland, Oregon if I wanted to. That's easy to go to. I can go to Portland. Because I'm looking online right now from Bellingham and all that stuff to there. From Blaine to Bellingham, it's like an $80 cap. Okay. But yeah, no, I was looking online. I got friends in Portland, Oregon, and I would love to go to Portland and go see fucking those Antifa fuckers down there. Because I got my good friend Chris Ponto down there. Don't worry, I got stuff. I got places to stay in Portland, Oregon. And to Portland. It's 52 minutes. It's a non-stop flight. Oh, really? No. See where the map is, where you can actually take it. So if there's a transit bus. Oh, really? Oh, really? So you can actually take, really? That's shocking. So basically, you get to Blaine. You get to basically take the bus. You get to Blaine Custer. To Birch Bay. All the way to Bellingham Station. Oh, really? There is actually a transit bus. Goes to basically to Port... Santa Barbara. And there is a bus that goes to Portland, Oregon. There is a bus that gets to Portland, Oregon. I'm not kidding you. I can take somewhere and go to Seattle. Well, make sure you don't get caught. Just take the music because I'm looking at somewhere to do it, but I don't recommend it. There's ways to do it, because I'm near there. And then basically you can hop the thing to Bellingham to get on there quickly. Yeah. It's easy, man. Just don't get caught. My buddy has actually jumped the border many times and he never got caught, which is good. There is. I'm not kidding you, man. You can actually take a bus. You can literally take a bus. You can go to Bellingham. It's a coach line. And basically, you take that, man, from I can take it from all the way to Seattle if I wanted to. All the way to Portland, Oregon. Because Portland, Oregon, because then I'm near the Medford and go to Eugene and all there. You got to make sure you have money on you, because if you don't, you're fucked. And you get caught, you are fucked. Actually, you know what? Some places are sanctuary cities. Well, I don't recommend doing it, but you get caught, man, you're fucked. I got friends in Houston. I got friends in Missouri. I got friends in Kansas. I got friends all over. I can probably go stay with if I wanted to. I wish I can go to the States, but I could, but I'd have to apply for something if I wanted to. Yeah. You know what? I gotta get going right now. I'm gonna go listen to the police scanner tonight and see what's on. Stay tuned. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Bye.